Hey everyone, this is going to be a demo of Heartbeat Regret. I was asked to do this a while ago, and I'm getting around to doing it. Also, I apologize for not being very active. Problem is, I'm running out of good stuff to demo. So yeah, that's the big reason right there why I'm not as active, because I'm just not sure what to do. Anyway, this is Heartbeat Regret. I'm not going to be playing the full game. This game tests my patience like crazy. I bought it a year ago or so, roughly now, and it took me a few months to complete it because it is very tricky to do. What this is a rhythm-based game where you have to walk around and do things according to your heartbeat. So I'm going to try to show you as much as I can. I'm probably going to get up to the first level with the monster, and I may or may not be able to do that. But basically, that's what you do. You're walking around a mansion. It's a side-scrolling game, so you either have to move left or right, and you have to type in commands. So if you come to a staircase, you have to type in things. You have to type in commands to unlock doors and things like that. And if you don't move to the rhythm of your heartbeat or type correctly, your heart rate will increase. And of course, if your heart rate gets too fast, you'll die. So let me go ahead and run this.
Run di- text.
So after you buy it, you download it. This game is quite cheap on itch.io.
Heartbeat Regret 1.0. Item selected.
And here we go.
Items view list. Heartbeat.exe.
I'm gonna
speech mode off.
Turn NVDA speech off. This game is self-voicing, and it should come up here. There we go. Now, the thing I don't like about this game are the voices. The voices are very hard to understand, I think, particularly if you have a hearing impairment. Although I suppose if you have a hearing impairment, you may not want to play this game. But yeah, the voices are extremely difficult to understand. I think what that was saying is new game. If you hit the right arrow,
continue.
That's continue game.
Options.
Quit
game.
And quit game. But yeah, they are very hard to understand. So, the left and right keys will go through the menu.
Options.
If I go here to options and hit enter. If I hit the right arrow.
Back.
Oh, okay, so that said back. I don't know what that says.
Full screen.
Something about a full screen, I think.
Mute voice commands.
Mute voice commands. Okay, then I can understand. I'm not sure what that does. I think it mutes the commands that you get when you... Well, let's see what it does.
Unmute voice commands. Back. Unmute voice commands.
I'm not sure what that does.
Mute voice commands.
That might mute the voice prompts in the game to unlock doors and things like that. Though if you did that, it'd be kind of hard to play the game. So those are your options.
New game.
All right, let's hit new game.
As my new heart was being transplanted, I dreamt of an old mansion amid these sparse barn woods.
Thank you.
Right. So that is the intro. Very confusing. Also, it's in mono. I don't know. I guess you're running around with a dog and you go into this manor or this mansion. I don't really get the story. Okay, let's try this again here. I got Audacity. Interrupted. Heartbeat. So here we are in the game. And you can hear the sound of your heartbeat, obviously. Also sounds like it's raining. And I'm not sure. Yeah, there's a storm. And you may or may not be able to hear a dog from time to time. Now, if I hit the left arrow, like this, that's a wall. Now, what you're supposed to do is walk like this. Now that tells me that I walked out of rhythm and my heartbeat increased. And yes, as I walk back over here to the right, you can hear a phone and a dog. So let's walk to the right.
Pick up, receive it.
Alright, so I'll do pick up space and then receiver.
Inside this mansion, time is tied to my ear. Listen to it and move forward.
I can't really understand that. So this is the wall off to my right. So that's all I can do here. So I'm going to walk back to the staircase to where it says ascend stairs, and I will type in that command.
Ascend stairs.
Now, if your heart rate increases, you'll hear a chime and a kind of a gasp that will tell you that your heart rate is decreasing back to normal, and all you have to do is stand still and do nothing, and that will happen. All right, so I'm going to type ascend stairs, ascendstair. Now, let me show you what happens if you type something in wrong. I'm going to type a T.
Ascend stairs.
Type S.
Ascend stairs.
Okay, so if you make a mistake, you have to type in the command again. So ascend stairs.
Descend stairs.
Of course, now it says I can go back down. Now, here we are again in another level, so I'm going to hit the left arrow. That's a wall.
Descend. Open door.
Okay, now, yeah, that means my heart rate is getting dangerously high. I'm just gonna wait here. And there we go. So that's a wall.
Descend stairs. Descend stairs.
Uh-oh. Yeah, I'm not the greatest at this game, and it's not so bad right now, but when you get to scenes with the monster where you have to trap it or you have to get past it, that's where things get very difficult.
Open door.
So here's a door. Open door.
Close door.
Now, the door is one tile wide, so if I take a step to the right and then type close door,
open
you hear
door.
You hear the door closing on my left, so I'm going to walk to the right.
Descend stairs.
There's a stairwell here. If I keep going.
Pick up. Receiver.
pick up receiver.
Listen for the soothing sound. Its source is a place of rebirth for us. For I cannot die.
I can't understand that. And there's a wall. So if I go back here to the left.
Descend. Stairs.
We're gonna descend the stairs here.
Ascend. Stairs.
So this is a tutorial level to get you used to how the game works. If I walk to the right.
Open door.
Do open door.
Close door. Lock door.
This is a locked door. If I try to unlock it, I don't have the key. So I have to find the key. Now if I go to the
unlock.
Left.
Close.
I'll leave the door open.
Ascend.
Walking to the left.
Up door. Key.
So the key is just lying here, so I'm going to type a pick up door key. That's a wall to my left. So I gotta go back to that door.
That's it. Close.
Oh crap. You gotta be careful.
Unlock door.
Unlock door?
Open door.
I can't lock the door, can I?
Open door.
Nope. Open door.
Close door. Record progress. Unlock door.
Wait, there's unlocked door. No, I can't unlock that door.
Record progress.
So at the end of each level, you'll have to do this. I'm going to type record, R-E-C-O-R-D, space, P-R-O-G-R-E-S-S. Here we are in level 2. There are 7 levels to this game, just to be aware. Just keep that in mind. So there's a wall to my left.
Open door.
Ah, yes. So here is your first challenge. What you have to do is sneak past the monster, which is easier said than done. Let me go back to the left here. Yeah, okay. Oh boy. Now, the thing about the monster will travel on a path back and forth, and your goal is to study it and observe what it's going to do. Now, what I'm going to try to do you can hear when it hits the other side or this side, right? So that hit it. Hit the door on this side, now it's walking back to the right. It hit the right-hand wall. It hit the door right there. So the goal is to open the door right as it hits the other wall, walk in here, hide, and then you have to let it go into this room. So you have to let it go into the room that I'm in right now, and then immediately close the door while you're on the other side. That way it's trapped. Now to hide, you press and hold the up arrow. While you're hidden, the monster can't see you, but your heart rate will increase. And so obviously you don't want to let it increase too much or else you'll die. So let's see if I can do this. So I'm going to type open D-O-O. And the reason I'm doing that is so that it's pre-typed in. So all I have to do is press R to open the door. So I'm going to wait until it hits the other side of the room, right there. And then I'm going to press R. So let's do this on the next round. So let's see. All right, here we go. Oh shit.
Close.
Oops.
Game over.
Okay, that didn't work out too well. Let's try this again. So you type game over, and the level reloads. Type close D-O-O.
Close door.
Oops.
Open the door. Descend.
Oh, you know what? I just realized it's it's on the floor below me. So I'm gonna do a pickup receiver.
When the regret monster gets near, hold up till it passes.
Okay.
Open door.
So I'm gonna open the door on this side, which is on this floor. Walk to the right.
Descend stairs.
There's a stairwell here. Descend stairs.
Ascend stairs.
Yes. Okay, so the trick is here. Let's see.
Unlock door.
There's a locked door here, back on this floor.
Ascend stairs.
So, I went down to the same floor that the monster's on.
Open door.
Okay. Here's the tricky part. So, I apologize for giving you kind of the wrong info earlier. The problem is that you can hear things even if they're on different floors, which makes it a little confusing. So I'm gonna open this door. Or wait. So now it's on my left. So I need to get into this room because the room the monster is in, pretty sure has the key that I need. Now the thing is, I gotta figure out how to do this properly. So it's walking away from the door. So as soon as it hits the far wall, I'm going to press R and open this door.
Close door.
Hide. It's coming towards me. Close door.
Close door.
Close door.
Open door.
Okay. Monster has been trapped in the room that I was just in. I'm in the room that it was in. Oh, crap.
stairs. Open. Cabinet.
So there's a cabinet. Open. Cabinet.
Open.
Oops.
Cabinet. Pick up. Door. Key.
Pick up door key. Now. You thought that was crazy? We gotta do it again. I walk back to my right.
Open door.
Okay. So it's the same procedure. I have to wait until it hits the far wall on the right side of the room, off to the right. Okay, it hit the door. Now it's walking back the other way.
Close.
I hide after I took a step.
Close. Door.
Door's closed.
Open. Door.
It's trapped in the room that it was in. So now that I have the key, I should be able to walk over here.
Ascend. Unlock door.
Unlock door.
Open. Door.
Open door.
Close door. Record.
Here we are on the third level. Now, I can give this a shot, but no guarantees because this one is a lot harder. You have to do quite a few things here, actually. Okay, so there's a wall to my left.
Pick up receiver.
There's a phone here. Pick up receiver.
This mansion is stuck between worlds, and you are trapped here until I am made whole.
Something about trapped? I'm not sure.
Open door.
Okay. Oh, I forgot about that. Okay.
Game over.
So for some reason, after you walk up to that door, the monster, for some reason, appears out of nowhere and charges towards you. You have to go through this door very quickly. Let's try this again here. So.
Pick up. Receive. Open door. Close door.
So.
Open. Door.
As soon as you walk up to that door, the monster will begin chasing you, because I don't know why. You have to quickly open the door, take a step to your right, then close it.
Ascend.
There's a stairwell.
Ascend. Stairs.
Crank up.
Descend. Open door.
There's a door to my right. There's a wall to my left.
Descend. Open door. Close.
Oh, wait, I think I already closed it, didn't I?
Close door.
Oh, I took too many steps. Now I'll do a closed door. Close it.
Open
after me.
Door. Ascend stairs. Unlock door.
Okay, this door is locked, so I gotta go back to the stairs.
Ascend stairs. Descend.
Go to the left.
Stairs.
It's a wall.
Descend.
So I'm going to the right. I may not be able to make it past this level because this level is quite complicated.
Ascend stairs. Ascend stairs.
So go up here. It's a wall. To my right.
pizza. Open cabinet. Pick up door key.
Grab the key.
Pick up receiver.
After the witchfinders burned my body on the stake, I was all that remained. Still beating, the meat my child remains.
Can't understand that. There's a wall to my left, so we gotta go back to the right.
Descend. Stairs.
So I go down those stairs, and I think I go...
Ascend. Stairs. Descend. Stairs.
So I'm walking left, now I'm gonna go down this set of stairs, too. I forgot about that.
Over.
So, yeah, monster's waiting for you at the bottom. You have to time it somehow. I'm not in the mood to play this anymore. So I hit escape, and I'll hit escape again.
Audacity.
Yes, that is Heartbeat Regret. I am really not in the mood to play this. It gets harder. But I think this gives you a good idea of what the game is like. Obviously, if you know what you're doing, I guess it's not as difficult. And it wouldn't take that long to play. But of course, that assumes that you know what you're doing. So, I hope you have found this useful. And, it's not a bad game. I think it's a different type of challenge. It will definitely test your patience. The replay value is non-existent, though, because once you learn everything, it's exactly the same on each run. But, again, it's an interesting type of challenge. So, I hope you guys enjoy, and if you have any questions, comments, things like that, let me know. But I will not be playing the rest of this game. I don't have the patience for it. I really don't. But anyway, you guys take care.